Our guest on our program today is Mayor Eli Steins. Thanks for coming in and joining us today.
Thank you for having me on Wednesday.
There we are. Yeah, a little off because of the holiday, but yes. Boy, great weather.
Yeah, it was a very nice Labor Day. Hope everybody enjoyed that.
And we wrapped up all the activity that was going on. Not really directly in Boone, but Farm Progress Show. Man, there was a lot of traffic.
A lot of activity
around
out there. Now there's activity at the racetrack.
Now everything's on the south side. And yeah, just go from one thing to the next here.
Yep.
So Boone City Council did hold their regular meeting last night. Once again, a lot of public hearings.
Yep. Since there's so many developments going on, all of those need public hearings for different changes that need to be made. We still had annexation of property.
That's for the Daisy project.
Yep, that one's for Daisy. So annex land into the city. Mm-hmm. And then we had to add that to the urban renewal plan. And then we had an urban renewal plan for the South Marshall development for Prairie Place as well. And then we had public hearings for development agreements for those, two of them.
Yeah, and we talked about this a little bit last time, too, because part of it is commercial, part of it is residential.
Yep.
And
so those
you have to keep them separate because the commercial you handle one way, but the residential, that's where you will be able to acquire some low to moderate income dollars to apply towards other projects down the road.
Yep, so those will have to be in the urban renewal plan for those. And everything went forward with that. No questions or comments on those.
Well, that's because most people are going, what?
Yeah.
I know, the public hearing. Hey, do we have any comments? No, we don't.
Rarely
no, we don't.
Public comments, rarely written comments.
Yeah. So one thing we did have when you did open it up to the public, Tom Mott, longtime Boone resident.
Yes.
And this was something the council had talked about, public safety had talked about, when you were looking to put a crosswalk on 22nd Street for villas at Fox Point.
Mm-hmm.
And part of the council's concern was getting enough notification, letting people know that this is a crosswalk. You need to be watching for pedestrians.
Yeah. So Tom came and he took advantage of the public comments section, and his comment was on pedestrian safety. He had a personal story that he shared about that at that exact same intersection, and he wanted to make sure that anybody crossing that intersection had safety in mind. And it just so happens that we've been investigating, or Waylon, I should say, really, has been investigating some grant money to have some safety improvements for that particular crosswalk.
He did say if they're successful with the grant, we are hoping to have several thousands of dollars worth of signal lights up there to let people know.
Yeah, tens of thousands even. Yeah. Those lights are not cheap, but to make drivers know, and Tom was exactly correct, that road, it's, you know, it feels like a country road in 22nd Street. Mm-hmm. People go too quickly. And so alerting them that, in fact, you are in the city limits and the speed limit has been reduced and there is a crosswalk there. So give everybody enough warning so they can be aware of their surroundings.
Public Works, Boone Police will work on it and continue to move forward and keep everybody updated, especially the public safety.
Yeah, community. I'm sure Waylon will let us know if that grant was awarded.
And one of the big things, too, is you wanted to have, and Public Works did a great job of getting that crosswalk in as quickly as they did, but you had a lot of residents who were out there, and walkability or accessibility for bikes even, that was a challenge because you wanted to keep them off of P Avenue and Lynn.
Yeah, and we wanted to route pedestrian traffic to where there were existing sidewalks as well.
So
to keep everybody safe.
That's why it's where it's at, everybody. Mm-hmm. Anyway, and in the meantime,
it keeps the traffic coming from outside of city limits a little bit more time to slow down as they get in.
So again, you'll hear more about this, especially if we get a grant and they start doing some more work up there too. A couple of other things that came up. I know that we got through all of the public hearings and stuff like that.
We had an update from Arts Advisory Board.
Yeah, I was going to say. She was there, and you kind of skipped by that and went back to her.
Yep.
Didn't want to leave her, get through the public hearing part. So the Arts Advisory Board, and Holly Hartso is the chair of the board, and obviously their big focus, and in fact they're meeting here shortly, going to be on the doing art in the park.
Yes, their big lift is they're taking over Art in the Park for Puffer Billy Days this year, and they have a lot of vendors lined up. I can't remember the exact number, 30-something, maybe even more, and 4 food vendors, I believe. And so they're trying to make a big deal of that. They'll also have the barbecue competition that Sunday as well.
Okay. So. They did kind of throw in the request, let's not have rain again.
Yes, yes. Last year was incredibly rainy, and so if they can avoid that, I think everybody will have a great time.
Well, we do know that, again, they're working on that, but they're doing a lot of other things, too. They're working on a lot of different, doing smaller grants for art and art-related projects.
Yep, they've gotten about $2,500 in grants to local artists, some teachers as well, in the schools, so they can get art supplies and different projects, and it'll be good to follow back up on those and see what was created, and so we can, advertise that to the public as a success and
sure.
where that money is going. And ultimately, they want to try to get some large pieces of public art, whether it be murals, statues, and things like that. But that takes a little bit of money, as we all know. But that's kind of their goal. And one step along that, they have a community mosaic that they're putting together where people can contribute tiles to a larger mosaic that represents our community. They're having a reveal party on Saturday, September 7th from 11 to 2 at the DMAC parking lot.
Okay.
In the north lot.
That'll be going on. People invited. Welcome to come out for that. And again, these are just things that... small things that they're hoping will grow, spur more growth, and,
and get some momentum and some positivity and enthusiasm around the arts.
Doing some things, again, maybe tied in with Main Street, some of the Main Street activity
that'll be going on. Holly worked very, very hard to help with the application for Main Street, so that's something that she's helped with as well.
Keep our fingers crossed. You did repeal an old resolution.
Yes.
Which I remember when that, believe it or not, I remember when that went into effect. It was, at the time, the city was waiving some of the building fees for public entities.
Yes.
Like if the school was building and or the hospital going through their different projects and things like that. At the time, the feeling was, well, we're just taking tax dollars from one and giving to the other and stuff like that. But there is obligations that your building department has to meet, and it does take time, and it does take a lot of time.
So the resolution essentially exempted all other taxing authorities within the county from the city from any building permits, fees, and inspection fees. And we took a look at what other cities have been doing.
You checked with other mayors.
With other mayors. Administrator Scare checked with other administrators to see where they were at on this and how they navigated because of the issue that you brought up of just moving money from one taxing authority to another. Although we do have labor that's involved in this too, so not all projects are created equally. And what a lot of them did was offered waivers for particular projects in whole or in part, depending on the nature of the project. So if it's something that is deemed to be an appropriate sort of contribution to the project, waiving a fee or reducing the fee would definitely be on the table.
So you'll be looking at it more on a case-by-case basis instead of the general.
Yes, case-by-case basis is kind of where we will end up now. So and that seems to be the norm.
So, again, that's just one of the things that are happening. We know that there's a number of other things going on. So I'm going to spend more time visiting with you about our public information that's coming out from ISG, because it's a big project, and we'll go with this one first. But you did let the council know about it. You have a link available on your website. I think I pushed that way high there.
It's a little bit long, so I won't repeat it on air.
Yeah, but you can go on to the city's website and find it. It's available there. This is, again, it's got to do with the vote coming up on the recreational complex. Yep. Now, it's not a, it doesn't say yes or no or anything. These are the facts and the history.
Yeah. The website that's on the city website goes through the history of the project, the rationale for the project, specifics on funding for the project, just for information for the voters. So definitely check that out. There'll be more added to that as information has been coalesced on operating budgets and fees and things like that. In addition, ISG has put together a pamphlet. That pamphlet is linked electronically on the website, but there will be printed pamphlets. Again, try to get those out to as many places as people go so they can get information about the project. Not pro or con, just what's going on so that people can have an informed vote. There's an FAQ on that website as well that has frequently asked questions and answers to those. So definitely check that out. If you have a question that's burning in your mind, look at that and see if it's on there. If it's not on there, ask and we can put it on there as well.
And they do have some the schedule for some public events that'll be coming up where people will be able to come.
Indeed. Yeah, there are a couple of open houses, again, for information, September 23rd. September 23rd from 6 to 7 p.m. in the City Hall Auditorium, September 24th from noon to 1 in the City Hall Auditorium, and then October 1st at 5 p.m. That's a virtual meeting. There'll be a link on the website for that.
It does explain the city and the question that the city is going to be having on the ballot, and once again, it gives the information about where to go vote and the whole bit. So.
Yep.
Again, that's something that is just coming out now, and we'll probably end up having a visit with at some point in time to see which frequently asked questions keep popping up or something like that, and have them explain a little bit about that. But that's, again, because we're getting closer to that election time, so got to do that. A few other things. What else have you got that came up?
Well, we had Mike Cornelis had some bids for the pool painting, and those bids came in higher than expected. And so at the time, he had Perry from SEH, our engineering firm, look at some other projects that could be bid as well as at alternates, see what if we're going to do some improvements on the pool, maintenance type issues, what can we get all done at once? And they identified some caulking issues and some fencing issues that could be all rolled into one. And so they requested a budget amendment for that, and council discussed and we're able to finance that.
We'll be able to work that out.
Yes. Yep.
One of the big things is, and I didn't realize it, but actual pool painting, it's been 12 years.
Yeah.
And so it's time.
Yes. Yep. We've talked about it in the past, and you know, it's something that has to be done for the longevity of the pool to make sure that we can get the most life out of that asset.
And I think timing-wise, and you know, I know that it was new business for the park board to go through the whole process, but to have SEH working with them helped out immensely. But it does also put out the fact that, it will extend the life of that. And it's one of those things where it's 30-some, you know, it's getting up there.
Yeah. So we have to do everything that we can to, you know, preserve those assets.
So that's one of the things he did. I asked him just quietly. I said, how's the ninja playground for Franklin? He goes, still on order.
Still on
waiting
order.
Delivery. Yeah.
Okay.
Still waiting
right.
Delivery. He did say that it's coming on two trucks, though.
Okay.
Yeah, be
well,
a lot of it.
You know, we'll have a lot of opportunities for those kinds of adventures because the Arboretum Treehouse is a ribbon cutting this morning as well. So.
Yeah. A lot of those things.
A lot of great exercise opportunities and adventures.
The council last night did on the rezoning part of the Daisy project, moved quickly on that.
Yeah.
And this does allow them an opportunity to get closer to their starting to move dirt.
Yes.
Is essentially what we're at.
Yeah. So normally there's three readings for resolutions. In this case, you know, we don't do it often, but it's always an option to waive a reading and go to the final reading. In this case, we chose to do that to expedite the process because all the council members were comfortable going forward and things of that nature. So it just makes things a little bit more frictionless going forward.
They are hoping to buy here before too long, be able to start to break ground and get moving on some of the things out there. And there's a lot, too, because we did have our utility committee with a special meeting last
week.
That's
quite a lengthy meeting.
Took a look at basically the study or the studies that have been requested for water capacity, wastewater capacity. Mm-hmm. And again, people need to remember if you're going, well, they're new plants. Well, 25 years ago they were, and they've pretty much met what kinds of capacities and things were being looked at back then.
Yes. So with all of these, you know, different structures, we've got to look at how can we extend the longevity, number one, and number two, how can we increase the capacity for growing population and needs as well. And so that's what these comprehensive reports did. And they had the utility committee had a long meeting deeply reviewing all of the options within these studies and trying to initially get a path forward for how to take action on as many of those as possible.
There's a lot.
Yep.
There's a lot of the different things when they start looking at it.
And we discuss the chemistry of the water and where it comes from and what you have to, how you have to treat it and things like that.
And even residential growth you're looking at. Even if there wasn't much change, we were still seeing increases in volume of usage.
So. Yeah, and volume of usage and the districts that we have contracts with where you sell water to as well have to be taken into account.
So we've got all of this happening. Yeah, there's a lot more that'll be going on with that.
Yes, that is just the first step in a long process. This is a 20-year plan. That's what it is.
Well, pretty much on time on the Story Street project. Whalen's keeping his fingers crossed.
Not as much rain as we had over the summer, so he hopes to keep it that way. And
got it ready for the car show.
The main portion was ready for the car show. I was down there for that. Boy, there was a lot of people, a lot of cars, and it seemed like everybody was having a nice time. It was a great, great day for that. So it was very fun.
Got that part done. The last part is the third phase, which is headed north here. That is going up to 11th Street.
9th to 11th.
Got a lot of, and this is the areas where I know he wanted to have some stormwater intakes taken care of and some things like that. So. A little more underground work was included in
this
part. There
was, in the trolley crossing and things of that nature.
So that's going. Get it done here.
They had initially projected completion prior to Pufferbilly Days weekend, so
we're
at
still
least
there.
So far, at least so far, that seems to be the case.
We're still there.
So the stake driving contest would be the one thing that be impacted by
might be.
For sure.
We'll get it all done.
Yes.
They're close. Keep our fingers. Right now, the weather's looking awfully good for it. So we'll keep moving ahead in that direction. I think the other things coming up, we know that we do have coming downtown here anyway. We are going to be having our Nights on the Green. They're coming back.
Yes. Finish off the season of Nights on the Green on Friday. I don't recall the theme of the night.
I don't either. But it's, tailgate.
It's a tailgate
night.
It's
going to be a tailgate.
It's a race night,
DMAC is going to be the sponsor. So they got a lot of youth activities, and people are invited to come on down.
Yep. So it'll be a good time for sure.
Got all
nice
of
to
that.
Be back on that street and then the green space.
Get all of that done in the meantime. And also, at the same time, I know you're helping a part of the committee that's going to be doing the interviews with candidates for the Main Street director, and that's one of the priorities they've got to do. Plus, they had their survey. I think they were really pleased with the way that went.
Yes, the survey closed. We had well over 300 responses, probably much more. The last update I got was over a week ago, I think it was 2 weeks now, and then we're at over 300. And so that was a really good mark on that. We're ahead of Indianola in the number of responses, so that was good to hear.
That's good. And by the way, folks, they will be coming back for a meeting, and this will be coming up, on the 11th?
September 11th.
September 11th. They'll review some of the information from the surveys.
Yep.
And hopefully we'll have an idea who our new director might be.
Yep. We won't have that process completed by that time. So we will meet in 2 weeks to do interviews for the final candidates for the Main Street director position.
But you've had some applications.
We had a lot of applications. There were only over 39 applications.
Good.
Some of them were incomplete, so we had to filter those out, but we have a really good group of people to consider, and we'll see how the interviews go.
All right. Busy. Got a lot of things happening.
Yes. A lot of good things going on. A lot of work to do.
a lot of it, too. I'm trying to think most everything else. Right now, all we've got is a couple of committee meetings that'll be coming up, your next meeting. Back to the Monday on the 16th,
yep,
I think.
Back to the third Monday in the month on the 16th.
Alrighty.
At 6 p.m.
Boone Mayor Eli Stein's our guest on the program today. Thanks for joining us.
Thanks for having me.